Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. One of the mistakes most of us make at one time or another is imagining that God thinks like we do. It is not uncommon for people to reason somewhat as follows. If God is love, as the Bible specifically and emphatically teaches, He could never destroy any of His creatures. Philip Gully and James Mulholland's book, If Grace is True, Why God Will Save Every Person, criticizes the Bible's teaching about eternal punishment. They assert the Holy One will never come in wrath. The Holy One always comes in love. Page 75. There is one serious problem with their assertions. They are false. They believe that God is not keeping a record of our sins. He keeps no record of the wrongs we commit. Page 85. I am fairly sure these two authors would not even try to harmonize their views with the following passage from Isaiah. And the destruction of the transgressors and of the sinners shall be together, and they that forsake the Lord shall be consumed. Isaiah 1:28. I wonder how Gully and Mulholland would define the words destruction and consumed. Do they believe God will simply slap transgressors and sinners on the wrist? It is not pleasant to contemplate what will happen to those who rebel against God. But we know from reading the Old Testament and the New that God will punish evildoers. What did God have in mind when He said to the Jewish people, I will pour out my indignation upon you. I will blow against you in the fire of my wrath, and deliver you into the hands of brutish men, skillful to destroy. Ezekiel 21:31. And how could words be made plainer than these? If we do not love God and obey the gospel, we shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of God and from the glory of His power. 2 Thessalonians 1:8-9. Those authors do not accept what the book of Revelation teaches about the wrath of God. They pick and choose which scriptures they accept on any topic. Many of the Jews during Isaiah's lifetime had turned from the living God to serve dumb idols. Isaiah warned the Jews that they would be ashamed of the oaks which they had desired and confounded by the gardens that they had chosen. Isaiah 1:29. Homer Haley's commentary on Isaiah explains the meaning of oaks and gardens. Those who trust in idols will be ashamed when they realize the folly of such trust. Apparently, oaks, or terebinths, represent either the wood from which the idol is made or the grove in which it is worshipped, probably the latter. And the gardens, which God's enemies favor, seemingly places especially developed for idolatrous devotion and worship, will someday bring confusion and shame to those who have chosen them. Page 44. Isaiah warned the idol worshippers in Israel, You shall be as an oak whose leaf fades, and as a garden that has no water. And the strong shall become tender, and the maker thereof as a spark, and they shall both burn together, and none shall quench them. Isaiah 1:30-31. If God will save every person who has ever lived, including murderers, rapists, and child molesters, and that is what Gully and Mulholland teach, page 44, what ultimate difference could worshiping idols make? It might be comforting for those two radical writers to think God will not punish anyone eternally. But their teaching is contrary to virtually every book of the Bible. They are arrogant when they elevate their views above those of the Son of God. He taught concerning the wicked, Depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment. Matthew 25:41-46. And what did our Lord mean when He told some Jews, Except you believe that I am He, you shall die in your sins. John 8:24. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.